All right, I'll read that, and then I'll read two other parts of that same section. This is part 9. Visiting Brian Looms at UBC Hospital, 2 November 1999, he does the same trick with time that I do, turns away from the future back to this afternoon that he can treat like a room, float around in, keep the irreversible dimension out of sight, like behind a panel, a piece of dread equipment. And so he lies on the hospital bed, not curled up in a ball around his knowledge, but supine as the Christ, spreads his hands and says, "Whatever your cosmological investment, Muhammad or Motown, I want your love." And then I'll turn to the next page and read this take from the Dufferin Cafe. "You can't fall asleep at the bar." And the face that turns to me, away from the bouncer's voice, under a blue cloth cap, eyes unfocused behind clear-rimmed, thick-lensed glasses, is my face, middle-aged, roundish, maybe more inoffensive than mine, and reaches for his beer. The bouncer admonishes, "No, you don't get to finish your beer if you fall asleep. Are you ready to go?" And the man rises and turns away, and the bouncer accompanies him through the indifferent crowd under the rainbow-colored balloons. Write carelessly and stop focusing. I'm in the bar and James grieving, that's James Liddy, grieving for Michael Hartnett there in Milwaukee, there in Ireland. No image, just the tears and them shed into Benedictine with some kind of monk, he wrote. No, a Benedictine monk. The mind edges away from compassion, imagining itself compassionate. Leave it to the brain. Leave it to the big boy to feel, even if it makes big mistakes. It's the big boy. It's the one must, and I will not say die. I'm in the bar. I'm happy, but I'm lost whenever I come to this point of embarrassment, as if to take over knowledge that not yet exists, is. Write carelessly, write at the brink, like a skateboarder I just saw on TV. Wake up. What time is it? Crash into the oblong bales of hay. Set up. A couple of sections of part 10. Write carelessly but slowly. This is page 73. Write carelessly but slowly of the place you are and never fear. Of the fog at UBC at noon today, not to see through. At the ginger and chili restaurant, the server seated me at a large table to share. Two women found it difficult ordering dim sum without seeing the dumplings. Ordinary joy, that phrase came from the personals in the New York Review, but seated in front of me on the 10, the Chinese woman turned to her husband, each of them dandling a red-suited little girl on his knees in joy. Writing just to get to tomorrow. But today, on the 99B line out to UBC, transferred at Alma, the fog, the trees, gray-brown trunks, to see reproduced typescript of Ginsberg's Howl at UBC bookstore and die. And then the very last part of that section. These Canadian streets, I thought, coming back from wherever I was yesterday as if I had never been here before. Yes, this not my city, I don't want to tear away from, merely left gazing at the inescapable body and mind. Memory of that bank or coffee shop, bookstore, drop-in center they tore down to clear land for the SkyTrain station, see above, that grimy wall that had been there since before I knew it, and the transfers and gum wrappers and occasional dog shit on the old gray sidewalk.